The eighth chakra. The eighth chakra is within the luminous energy field, but resides outside of the physical body, and it hovers like a radiant sun above the head. The element of the chakra is the soul. This is what we in the West refer to as the soul. In the Native American traditions, there's no concept of the soul as such, but there is this understanding of a self that endures from lifetime to lifetime, which in the Inca traditions is called the Huiracocha, the source of the sacred. The eighth chakra exists outside of time but manifests in time. And as we've spoken before, its object is to create bodies from one lifetime to the next. Its color is gold. It is the architect of the body. But not only of the body, this chakra is the architect and designer of all of our embodied experiences, of the parents we will be born to, of the destinies that we will have, of the people that we'll be attracted to, of the lessons that we've come to learn in this lifetime. Its instinct is transcendence. It has no psychological aspects, no glandular or hormonal aspects, and its potentials are timelessness. Its negative expression is that it holds the template for disease, for karma, and for the difficult lessons that we will need to learn in the course of our lives. When a person shifts their awareness to the eighth chakra, we can begin to access ancestral memories, memories that do not belong to us, but that belong to the lineage of our ancestors, in this case of our spiritual ancestors, not only who we were in a former life, but the wisdom of the great teachers of the past. Because truly who we were 3 lifetimes ago or 10 lifetimes ago is not all that much more interesting than who we are today. It is the wisdom of the lineage keepers, of the great masters, of the luminous ones of the past that we can access through this chakra. The teachings of all medicine people who've come before us are available to us within the center, because this center is outside of time. We step into infinity and the wisdom of infinity becomes available to us. This center is also linked to the archetypes and the archetypal domains, which are the original images and memories that belong to the human collective. This is the domain of the archetypes of the gods of old, of the original, archaic, and ancient images of humanity. This chakra is like a carpenter who builds a chair, and the chair in this case is the physical body, and later burns his chair in a fireplace. The carpenter really feels no loss at the burning of the chair, as he knows that he can simply build another one out of new wood. So that the eighth chakra is unaffected by the death of the body. If an imprint of disease exists in this chakra, it's like a design flaw that is replicated with each new chair. So during the illumination process, we seek to erase the imprints, the design flaws from the blueprint so that we can recreate ourselves within this lifetime, grow new bodies that age differently and that heal differently and that die differently. The negative expressions of this chakra is cosmic horror, which is experienced by individuals who are caught between the world of spirit and matter. These are souls that are neither living nor dead, but that are trapped in a nightmare that they can't awaken from. On the spiritual dimension, this is the purgatory of Christianity. It's what the Buddhists speak about as the bardo planes. So that disincarnate entities who cling to people or to places in the earth and become earthbound are trapped within this domain. And persons who suffer a spontaneous yet unbalanced awakening of the center can also be stuck in this domain even though they continue to inhabit a body. Many persons who are in mental institutions are there because they have become stuck, caught in this otherworldly plane They're neither among the living nor among the dead. They're neither in the world nor of the world, and are completely dysfunctional, unable to be fully embodied,